invoquemos al Padre, a nuestro Padre, a nuestro Dios, que se guarda de ti, voluntad de tu ley, santa, unión y por, tron, de la boca de la En santa, suele ser ahí, está de por, un actitud, before the commander, with many activities like the fighting of the system, like expelling the people against the law of Moses. As much so actually, when he found that group of them were standing here, who believed in the resurrection of the dead, another group will try to be who did not believe in the resurrection of the dead, so the interpreted them against each other by saying, I am a Pharisee and I believe in the resurrection of the dead. So when actually all knowledge of the confusion happened, the commander took Paul from among the people that they killed him, and there was a conspiracy to kill that Paul. And the Paul Matthew told him about this conspiracy. So when the commander knew about the conspiracy, he decided to send telephone to the government, and his name is Felix. And he sent telephone with 470 soldiers to support him, to protect him. 470 soldiers when we start from the victim. So, Felix, when he read the letter of the commander, he said to the Paul, just stay here, wait here, until those who accuse you will come here. And when they arrive, I will see you again, or start you again. This is actually the end of chapter 23. That's what happened. So, in chapter 24, the chapter that we'll study today, the accusers of Paul arrived before Felix, the governor, and actually they stated their accusation before the governor. This governor gave Paul opportunity to set him down. And Paul defended himself. And although the defense was very, very clear, but you will see the procrastination of Felix. How he refused to make a decision. And this actually was a fight in his life, not only with Paul, but as you will see in many other decisions, he broke up to me. Instead of making the decision that needs to be done, no, he did not make decisions. So this is the title of chapter 24, and the decision was made, the defense of Paul before he left, and they broke up to me. Let's start reading verse by verse and try to understand and complete this verse. Now after 5 days, Ananias, the high priest, came down with the elders and a sister orator named Tertullus. He gave evidence to the governor against Paul. So, at the end of chapter 23, the governor says, Paul, wait are standards that humans put around. So we want to start by the arrival of the human. Who came here? The Zahari himself. And the elder with original his name, the Pillar. The arrived in Tukali. And here actually, we can see the deep hostility of the Jews against the poor. To the extent that the Mahdi by himself came down to rescue Kalfur and to attend the trial and to be one of the accusers for the Mahdi come by himself. This will give weight to the accusation against Kalfur. And we can assume that most of the elders were from the 17. Because as I told you, the descendants of the captives in chapter 23 were between the Pharisees and Pharisees. Pharisees were supposed to come forth, because it's a Pharisee and believe in the resurrection of the dead. But 17, they were against come forth. So if you take into consideration the great distinction that happened between the Pharisees and 17, we can assume that most of the elders were from the 17. And actually, in order to make their accusation strong, they brought the great orator, a lawyer, his name is Castello. In order actually, the orator is bound to speak very well. So in order to present the case before the government in a very willing manner. Some people assume that Castello was not a Jew because of his name. But most probably he was a Jew, but maybe he was educated in Roman law in Rome and got a Roman name. Many of the Jews have two names. Hebrew name and Roman name. But Tapon himself. Tapon has two names. His Hebrew name was Saul and his Roman name was Paul. So I used Paul more because he was a soldier for the Gentiles. That's why he used Paul. Some people assume or think that God changed his name from Saul to Paul after a conversion. But no, that's not right. Kabul from the beginning had two names. A Hebrew name, Paul, and a Roman name, Paul. And he used Paul in all his letters because he was an apostle for the Gentiles. So in order to be familiar with them, he used the Greek name or the Roman name. And of course, Castello was an eloquent spokesman. And we will see how he made accusations against Kalfur. Verse 2. And when he was called upon, so that called upon the governor, getting permission to Castello to speak, Castello began his accusation saying, seeing that through you, elect the governor, we enjoy great peace and prosperity is being brought to this nation by your foresight. Of course, this is not correct. Not how he started. He started by praising Philip. But actually, he praised him with love. That's the focus. For example, he said, we enjoy sweet, taste, peace, and prosperity. In chapter 23, in order to send the Kalfur from one place to another place, 20 miles, they sent the Kalfur with 470 soldiers. So it brings peace and security. They said we need 470 soldiers to protect one person has to report. So there is no key. There was no security. So you can tell that Costello is a hypocrite. He doesn't want to claim humanity, but he wants a hypocrite. And both of them actually were employed for security. But actually, the nation was suffering from a game. And the nation wanted to go to Jerusalem in order to bring the nation from the society to Jerusalem. So where is the prosperity? So there was no prosperity, no security, no peace. The nation was under for a great upheaval during the war of Greece. And also, Kaspon brought nation from the churches of the empire to live in Jerusalem. So that is how Kaspon started with his focus. By praising Philip, verse 3, we accepted always and on basis most noble Philip with all thankfulness. Again, he's saying we accepted with thankfulness. To present the case before a state to give ex-president that the government delayed when we will see the case of Kaspon. But again, this is a third alarm that Kaspon came. Because after it came, what Kaspon would say to Kaspon? Because there was an hostility to kill Kaspon. That's why the government, that the commander, decided to send the Kaspon to the government. So it was not their choice. Here the citizens need to come that they choose to present their case before Chile, but not for whom their choice. Actually, it is not accepted to Kaspon. Kaspon was sent to the government because there was a plot against Kaspon to kill him. That's why the commander sent him to Tibet. And of course, why he told him not to model. Actually, it's not an issue to Tibet, he was not model. Actually, Tibet was escaped from Tibetia. But he had gained his freedom because his brother, Marco Antonio Carlos, was actually very close to the emperor. So he was free to move from the noble family. And actually, he had a reputation of corruption, cruelty and his love. That's what the history says about Philip. His reputation was known by corruption, cruelty and his love. So here, all what Costello said love, he said, while enjoying prosperity, now we want to change. He said, while enjoying peace, there was no security. He told him, why accepted the thankfulness? No. Actually, it is the commander who said before he got the governor because they plotted to kill him. And he told him not to know it, actually he was not involved as he. So here we can see the hypocrisy of the self. Therefore, nevertheless, not to be idiot to you in person, I beg you to hear by your courtesy a few words from us. So now he's saying, after this prayer, this introduction, he told him, we don't want to take a lot of time from you, so I will get into the point. And to my ambition, again, to come forth. Verse 5, his accusation. For we have found this man a slave, creator of sensation among all the Jews throughout the world, and a great believer of the faith of Nazarene. So now he started to present the charges against the poor. As you know, it is very important concern for the Roman law to keep the peace. So, by saying that St. Paul is creator of sensation among all the Jews throughout the world, not only in Jerusalem, of course it will sound a good accusation to any Roman here. So start by accusing St. Paul of being the creator of sensation. It is a serious accusation. And this caused disturbance and traffic to the Jews all over the world. Then he accused St. Paul of heresy, heresy against the Jewish law. The Jews considered Christianity as a heresy. The Jews considered Christianity as a heresy. And they called the text of Nazarene. To put it down, you know, Nazareth was a small city. I'm sure you remember the family when he said, ancient good comes from Nazareth. So when they say, the text of Nazarene, actually they are putting Christianity down. So they are putting Paul, he is the real believer of the text of Nazarene. And why he says this? Why the Spirit says this? Because to accuse St. Paul that he is violating the Roman law, because if he is preaching a heresy, or he is preaching a religion not authorized by the Roman law, this would be another accusation. So make one accusation so far, that he is a creator of sensation, and also he is preaching a heresy not authorized by the Roman law. And the third accusation, verse 6, he even tried to profane the temple, and received him, and wanted to judge him according to our law. So the third accusation that St. Paul defied the temple, or he tried to profane the temple. Actually, the Christian school spent 7 days in the temple in the ritual purification according to the Jewish law. So while they were accusing St. Paul that he defied the temple, St. Paul spent 7 days in the ritual purification according to the Jewish law. And the penalty of defining the temple according to the Jewish law is death. The penalty of defining the temple according to the Jewish law was death. And the Roman law enforces this penalty. So actually, the penalty in making these three accusations against the Paul, you want to say he deserves to be killed. The first accusation, creator of sensation. Second accusation, he is preaching a heresy multiplied by the Roman law. Self-execution can imply the sentence. A crime deserves death and it is enforced by the Roman law. And actually, after this, he said, and we try to judge men according to our law. If you go back and read the previous chapter, this never happened. Actually, they tried to kill him. That's why the commander came to take the sword. The fool was not presented to a just trial. So this, a fifth lie, he said it, because of the accusation. The fifth lie, when the woman was to keep. Second lie, when the woman was to keep. Third lie, when he told him, we accept to be tried before you stand for him. Fourth lie, when he told him, not to murder. And the fifth lie, when he told him, and we wanted to describe him according to our judgment, according to our law. That's the difference. But the commander, Lysias, the one who took the force to be led, came by and with great violence took him out of our hands. This thing was not true, because the commander took him to protect the sword from your hand, lest they kill him. But actually, what the servant was shooting for is to convince the head to send the sword back to Jerusalem to be part of it. And they will kill him on the road. Why did he go to Jerusalem? That's what he was shooting for. He was trying to convince the Pilate to send the sword back to Jerusalem. Verse 8. Commanding his accuser to come to you. By exerting him yourself, you may ascertain all these things of which we accuse him. So he says the commander has asked us to come to you, and if you exact all the accusations, thus I said, you will be sure that these accusations are true. And as I will tell you, these three accusations are false accusations. Verse 9, and the Jews also accepted, maintaining that these things were so. Unfortunately, the assembly of Jews agreed with Stephanus accusation. Therefore, after the governor has not for him to speak at him, now he is a servant of the court to defend himself. So the court says, and as much as I know that you have been for many years a judge of this nation, I could not cheerfully answer for myself. And I want you to compare him between how the fool addressed Philip and how the Philip addressed Philip. The Philip addressed Philip with democracy. He told him, oh, you are enjoying peace, and you are enjoying prosperity, and you are not to murder. But actually, the fool did not use any of this democracy. Actually, he did make a tax. You are a judge of this nation for so many years. So actually, if you are a judge for this nation for so many years, this means you have experience being a judge. And because of your experience as a judge, I am happy to defend myself before you. Because you will be able to tell what's right and what's wrong. So the fool here did not use any flattery by the film. He simply expressed his satisfaction at having been pleased to go around, but not officially experienced of Jewish matters would enable him فاتفقوا على الانسان ان يشير ورق في هذا الفيلم. So he says they are judged for this issue for so many years, so they have understanding of the Jewish matter, so I'm satisfied to be trying to go in. That's it. Because you may accept that it is no more than 20 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship. So I will start to review the events that happened. And by reviewing the actual events, this will make his defense for the accusation. He told him that the time that I spent in Jerusalem was only 20 days. And actually, three of these 20 days, I was under the custody of the commander. So actually, I spent 9 days. Seven of them I was in the temple. So, can transport or banana arrive in 2 days? He spent 7 days in the temple. And they put it outside, then not arrested, and spent 3 days under the Roman custody. Who can organize a riot in 2 days? So, at that point declared, why did I come to Jerusalem? I came to Jerusalem for 3 months. To worship and to bring the donation to my nation, to bring the donation to my country, to my nation. I did not come here to cause any trouble or to create distinction or to start or to try and argue. That's why he said, I don't ask the Lord to worship. Verse 12. And the mother that found me in the temple, disputing with anyone, not inciting the crowd, either in the synagogue or in the city. So the Lord said, if anybody is truly disputing inside the temple, the synagogue, or in the city, let them testify to me. I did not dispute with anybody, neither in the city nor in the synagogue. So here actually, St. Paul is answering to the first accusation. That he is a creator of the scripture. And that one is actually building his defense on the lack of evidence, as we read in verse 13. Nor can they prove the things of which they now accuse me. And if there has been known the law, the burden of evidence lies on the accuser. The accuser should bring the burden of evidence. So the source says, what? If this accusation is true, let them bring the people who don't know what to see. They cannot prove the things of which they have achieved. Now, he starts to say the second accusation. What the second accusation is the main leader of the text of Nazareth. He's preaching and literally not approved by the Roman law. Verse 14, he said, but this I confess to you, I will tell you the truth, that according to the way, and I want you to know the way here is capital, because those who follow Christ, they call Christianity in the beginning the way, indeed he was inspired by the word of the Lord Jesus Christ when he told them, I am the way. And yet, as a commander for the Jewish nation, he knew and he heard about the way. So he told him, according to the way, which they call a sect, to the Lord. So I worship the God of my fathers, I worship the God who is the tool I'm going to be. I'm not going to be a different God. Believe in all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. So Christianity is the fulfillment of the law. The Lord says, I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. That's why we have all the instruments of God in our Bible. So the Lord here is saying that I am not starting a new church or preaching another religion. But yes, I worship God. I worship God. Who my father, the Jews, worship. And he refers to scripture by saying, and I believe in all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. And if the Roman law allows the Jews to worship their God, I don't have to worship the God of the Jews. So, this accusation, again, I'm preaching a heresy, I'm preaching a fact, is still a false accusation. And by saying, no, I'm following the commandments and the prophecy and the scripture, actually supports me protection under the law. Because it was the God of his ancestor, the Jewish, and also as he said, I am following all of the prophecy and all of it in the law and in the prophet. Verse 15. I have hope in God, which they themselves don't accept, that there will be a resurrection for the dead, both for the self and for the master. You know, Christianity is centered around what? The resurrection of the dead. As the Paul said in Genesis chapter 15, if Christ is not rise, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. That's why it is not Christianity. Christianity speaks about the resurrection of the dead. And actually, the Jews believe also in the resurrection of the dead. Especially the Pharisees, the Pharisees don't believe in it. But Pharisees believe in the resurrection of the dead, of the just and the unjust. So, he declares that this world rests in God, the hope of the resurrection. And it is the same hope that most of the Jews, especially the Pharisees, also accept. So it's not preaching a new heaven. The hope of resurrection, it is the great doctrine of Christianity. And also, it goes without living in the law and in the prophets. The Jews held the same hope. So the Paul actually has defended the second accusation against him. In this matter, Paul was not preaching a new unknown in legal purpose, but actually was preaching the fulfillment of Judaism and Judaism's acknowledged by the Roman law. This being so, I myself always aspire to have a conscience without offense towards God and men. And therefore, usually takes every opportunity to preach. So now I should switch from defending himself to actually preach. I think he himself as an example. He told them, this doctrine, resurrection of the dead, is it not a theoretical doctrine or a lie? نقصد الهدايه والبحث في الراي او حديثا اخرت الراي او الدليل النقص جميل to the liberation of life, not the liberation of damnation, the liberation of God. And that's why, because this is a life to me, not a theory, that's why I myself try to have a concept without a faith towards God and Him. And I wonder how many of us can save life and come forward. We try to have a concept without a faith before God and before men. Actually, every Christian, every believer should live his life in this way. Should live his life in trying to have a concept without a faith before God and before men. If we fail, we need to repent and confess our sins. That's how our conscience will be without sin before God and men. Through repentance, through prayer, through worship, through being dedicated to the Word of God, through the sacraments of the Church, that's how we try to have conscience without sin before God and men. And this theme, you will find it in all the letters of Christ, like in Ephesians, he talks about putting off the old man and putting on the new man, that's having a concept without of him before God and men. Then Christ starts to address the same condition, I told you about the condition. First one, that he is the creator of this creation. Second one, he is preaching the world. Third one, he defines the temple. When he says in the verse 2, third one, verse 15. Now after many years, I was captured from Jerusalem for 10 years. Now after many years, I think, how did I come to Jerusalem? To make art. So here actually he's saying we're talking to his person. In the canon here in the country, and I'm coming actually to raise money, to raise power, and opening to my niche. Firstly, I'm not coming here to create a system, but actually, I'm coming here to help my nation during this time of canon. I keep to raise a deliverer of the opening to my nation. Verse 18, in the midst of which some Jews from Asia come to be purified in the temple, neither with moth nor with human. So it's saying, admire, I was bringing this arm and bringing this offering to my nation to help in the temple. Jews from Israel saw me in the temple, not in a mosque, nor with children, not with blinded eyes, but actually following the Jewish tradition of purification. I was in the temple, purified in the temple, following the Jewish tradition. So, Tertullian is saying, helping a few people to find themselves in the temple, and I want the people to contain a Jewish law of purification. Verse 19. We also have been here before you to object if we have anything against me. These Jews from Egypt, I will use them as my witnesses. And actually, I'm asking them to come here before you to tell you how they saw me in the temple. I was purified in the temple. I was fulfilling the Jewish law in the temple. I was not actually defiling the temple. And if what I'm saying is wrong, this is from an object to what I am saying. So this Jew from Iran, who lived in our crowd, found me in this interpretation. And in a Jewish right. And actually, in saying that we should can be witnesses to support my story. By the way, these Jews from Asia, they are the ones who started the accusation against Tampur, because they saw an inquiry proceeding to them, so they assumed, it's not assumption, that they took him and passed the temple to the defiled temple. But if this accusation was true, why did it not come to Portland? Why did it not come to the high priest? But they realized it is a false accusation, it's a false assumption. And a simple thing here, that according to the law, you cannot accept accusation against me without facing the accuser. So, if you are going to accept the accusation of yourself against me, I am asking you to bring this Jew, the accuser, to face me and confront me. Otherwise, you are not following the law. He said this to him. So, that's what I have to do to Jews present. If there has been found any roadblock in him, why is before the divine coming? Or else, let those who are here themselves say, if they found any wrong element in me, why I stood before the council? So they, these people who are here for you, let them say, if I did something wrong. And actually, it happens that the people who started the riot, or the outcry against the poor, who were Jews from Israel, are not the people who are accusing him before Philip. This in itself means that the poor is not guilty in Israel. Because the people who started the accusation are not the same people who are not accusing him before. So this means this accusation was false accusation. So this one actually defended the three charges, but he wanted to conclude by saying what is the reason of the riot. The reason of the riot is that the group will perceive and sentence. So this is not lead to the repression, and so it is lead to the repression. And the Christian forces are lead to the repression, that's why Katon as a decision happened. So this is why he says, unless it is for this one statement, which I might have something and I standing among the dead, concerning the repression of the dead, I am being judged by you this day. There was a distinction, but this distinction, one happened because I said, I am judged today before this council because of the resurrection of the dead. So the Pharisees said to him, it's not me, not the God of me. So that what happened was very honest to explain the whole situation. And he said that the Pharisees objected this statement that I believe in the resurrection of the dead. That's why they turned against me. So now the Apostle is asking to his credibility by being totally honest about the right charges insufficient means the court was insufficient. So he did not deny. He said yes, there was a riot, but this riot happened because of this statement. And ask again, is this riot wrong? Suppose he is defending. Verse 22. But when he heard the deep thing, having more accurate knowledge of the way, he knew about the way of defending. He assumed that proceeding and said, when he says the commander comes now, I will make a decision on your case. Now, with the sense of this fear, I stand forward and respond to the three servants. But as I go through the introduction, Philip was the one, a person who doesn't make non-operating decisions for those who are not. And we will talk something else about Philip. That he was a lot of money. He wanted the support to buy him, give him money to release him. That's why he said, I will wait until the commander comes and I will make a decision. He didn't need to wait until the commander comes, but he was waiting, maybe the fool would get him some money, or his friend would get him some money to release him. Especially if he knew his family very well, as the verse says, he knew about the way very, very well. And also his wife was a Jewish. So he let him know about Judaism and Christianity very well. And you know that Kapoor was not guilty. But why did not make a decision? This is personality. He knew all the Christians were very, very easy for him. They were his makeup. Christians don't start a riot. And there was actually a positive word from the local Christian community. Despite of the oppression of the Roman government, kindly accepted persecution and martyrdom in peace, and they never fought that. So, this is the point of the first round. But as I told you, he wanted a drive from the court in order to let him go. Verse 23. So he commanded the centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and told him not to forget any of his friends to provide for or visit him. Also, Philip knew that the Sanhedrin had power in Jerusalem, in Judea. That's why he didn't want to upset them or any of them. Maybe that's another reason why he did not make a decision about the Catholic case. To take a bite, and also he doesn't want to upset the Sanhedrin. That's why he delayed on the decision. And yet, a role that Seth Paul will be held by a centurion. Seth Paul was not placed in a jail, but he was under a charge of officer to be in charge of men. And in this type of imprisonment under the Roman law, the prisoner was bound to a soldier. So he has freedom to go anywhere, but he has a soldier to go with him anywhere he wants to go. He was not in the jail or prison, has freedom, liberty. And he can meet his body. And his friends can provide for him or give him what he needs. But he the only thing that a centurion will be watching over him all the time. His friends were allowed to visit him and provide for him. And maybe some people were hoping that that tends to control phone provides for his team will give him money to be sent for. Verse 24. And after some days, when he left the king with his wife, Drusilla, who was Jewish, and his woman also was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard to him concerning the faith in Christ. So, Philip and Drusilla went to St. Paul. Why? Because they want to know, maybe they want to know about Jesus Christ, just curiosity. But when we read later in the chapter, he sent us that one several times, hoping that one time that Paul will offer him money to release him. That's the real reason why he asked St. Paul to come. Not because he would believe in Christ, but hoping that St. Paul will give him money. Drusilla, his wife, was the daughter of Philip the grandson. So that is actually memorably and entirely, and the story of his death, we can read it in Acts chapter 12, verse 22, where the people said, this is the voice of God, not the voice of man, and he is not glorify God, so he died and the world starts to eat him. So Drusilla was the daughter of Philip the grandson. They called St. Paul and told him, tell us about faith in Christ, about the way. Maybe he was curious, but actually, as I told you, Philip made himself available to St. Paul, hoping that St. Paul may offer him some money. So, when St. Paul went again to talk to him, what did he speak about? Did he speak about why he was in prison? Why he was under, not in prison, he was under custody?
No.
He did not discuss at all why the next did not release him. But he used all this time to preach to him. As we read in verse 20, Christ, now he reasoned about righteousness, self-control and the judgment to come. Philip was afraid and answered, go away from now. When I have a convenient time, I will call to you. Why does St. Paul spoke about these three things? Righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come. St. Paul did not focus on his faith at all, or why he is still under custody, but he focused on the justice of salvation. He is speaking to a judge. He left from the government, a judge. So he talked to him about righteousness. He talked to him about justice. So what righteousness? How to live rightfully? How to do the right thing? How to make the right judgment? Currently, this was a weak point in the life of Philip. That's why he told him, you need actually to live rightly. And as a result, you need to make the right decision instead of waiting for a bride or money. And as a group of you, one of the teachers of Philip, the deep love, that's why he talked to him about self-control. He reviewed the unbridled way of passion of love. And he wrote to him the fact that all of us will die and stand before God. The judgment will come. He picked up the judgment scheme when the unjust and the impure of the earth will be judged and will be called to account before God. And actually, Philip was moved by the words of St. Paul. So the words of St. Paul affected Philip. But instead of responding, believing, saying to God, what shall we do? He did not take advantage of this opportunity. But unfortunately, he didn't pull away and inform him when my mother convened a trial and was called by me. Many times when the Holy Spirit convicted me and rebuked me, instead of responding, he said, when I will have a convenient time, I will see what I need to do. This is Philip's way of handling his salvation. And I hope that none of us will be similar to Philip, who proved to me regarding this salvation, who made the decision of returning to God. Instead of saying, I will rise now and return back to God, we will say, when I have convenient time. Yes, I know that I need to repent, but when I have convenient time. Yes, I know I need to read the Bible, but when I will have convenient time. Yes, I know that I need to worship and go to the church, but when I will have convenient time. Yes, I know I need to touch the hand, but when I will have convenient time. But we didn't hear him think about yourself. Maybe she was a religious Jew. That's why she was not interested at all in the message of the gospel to begin with. That's why we didn't hear him think about yourself. Verse 26. Meanwhile, he left all the hope that money was he given him by Paul, that he might believe him. Therefore he said for him more often and converted to him. So, the purpose of calling Paul several times, not to learn about the man, not to read the word of God, but hoping that that Paul would offer him some money. But Paul reported account, he never discussed his own freedom. But he used every opportunity to teach the connect about the message of the gospel. And how long connect kept support? 2 years. The thing is ready. He should make a decision about it. But as we read in verse 27, but after 3 years, Porcius Festus succeeded Philip, another father of king, and Philip wanting to do the Jews a favor, let Paul down. He did not take any money from Paul. That's why he left him. Down in order to give a favor for the Jews, for the Philippines, the very powerful council in Jerusalem. But while his government was replaced by Porcius Festus, actually, because of great accusations were made against him, that's why he called him and replaced him by Porcius Festus, and he succeeded Philip as a government. What happened between Festus and Philip and Paul, this actually started Roman culture. Our question here is whether the thief did not believe in the resurrection of the dead, then what? This he thinks was the purpose of Paul's from God. Should ask this question. Of course, this is a heresy. And actually, it is part of even of the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Lord Jesus said that he went to God, or was still going to Jesus. Yes, Jesus is God. But they went to the Lord Jesus Christ and told him, I had different brothers, and the first one died and didn't have children, so his brother had his wife and so on, and all of them died. So in heaven, they do not have to wish one to be a wife. So the Lord of them, there is no man. But when he asked this question, actually he put in the book, we need a translation of this. So there is only a phenomenon. When he worship God before the creation of the moon, but it's our king. The father is not just the creation of my heaven. And this question asked me to justify my heaven. So there's no justification for my sin. حجمنا عن رأسنا وطيانا يقول عمر وكان الشام سيد الخرام أرقع عمر رأسنا يقول عمر رأسنا بمجد الله